Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand before the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Live Yahuwah's Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your Seer. Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Tribe Yahdah, part number 122. We just got to it, a fantastic feast called the Feast of Weeks. So the next one after that will be, Tabernacles for 7 days. Oh, yeah, that's coming after that one. But I'm always mystified to hear some things that I heard about some of them great big old camps. And they made a statement, the great big old camps, if you wear fringes, you might well eat hog. You know, that's a powerful statement to make for Leah or any member to make a statement like that. If you wear fringes, you might well eat some hog. Now, you know I might touch on some of that. So we don't know when and how, but we're going to touch on a little bit of everything. Because one thing about it, the feast have been open. The next one, I don't know what, but we'll take a look and see when the next feast coming up. Because we do everything according to the Bible. And one thing about it, if we do things according to the Bible, that means we're going to get in order. We put all our feelings to the side and look at the greater picture is getting in order for the youth to come behind us, like old Eliezer. You might touch on Eliezer a little bit. We heard that the young lion touched on Eliezer in grand style at the bottom part of the Sabbath. And we just might touch on it a little bit more and go right off into something that's in the next chapter. Never know. But one thing we're going to do, we got a memo that the elder will be a few minutes late. So if that's the case, we'll kick it around a little bit with some dust as Yahuwah until our elder is ready to tell you about this broadcast. And we're going to see who all will be on the stage for the nice episode part number 122. And let's see who's going to be on stage. Who's coming on stage for the nice episode? All right, we'll see the young lion. One of the young lions is on stage. Bubba Makai Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. We see he's on stage to get in the microphone. So let's see if we bring him on by saying, Bubba Makai Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. That's why I beat you that scene, right here.
Yahuwah bless you. See Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And what can we do, know? You know what Esau said happened? When you know one thing about it, when your spirits remain the same, and one thing I can bear witness, the spirits remain the same, but the mothers. The mothers of Camp 1, you know, been knowing them for quite a long time. And I'm trying to figure out how many times I've seen it with a dipping spear on it. I know I can't count it out of one hand. Can't count it out of one hand. Because what they bring to the table is the same thing old Eliezer said, that he got to make sure it's clear that he haven't went off into no new nothing. Because he know what it says in Malachi 3:6, that Yahweh the Son the same today and yesterday and forever. In 13 verse 8 of the book of Hebrews, Yahweh the Son is the same today, yesterday, and forever. That's the spirit we're talking about. I remember a brother back at, back when we was in no position. I said, hey, brother, I know you come always to help the old seer on the Sabbath day, but what spirit you on today? Because I never know what spirit he's going to bring to the table. And see, that's one thing about it, see, Roy. You got to know now. You got to know who labor among you in the spirits that presides around you. You have to know that. And once you know that, you'll be all right. All right. Let's see, can we find Mother E and see if Mother E want to holler in that microphone on tape number 122. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, tribe Yagdah Judah, are you going to holler in that microphone? You on the clock. Come on there, Mother E.
Now, God bless you, Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's Mother E. I'm going to tell you something. You know, the mothers are watch the best on Bump the Gum. But I'm tell you what the mothers do. They got their own little signs they make. And they'll crouch you and they'll deliver you up at time appointed. See, you got to be very careful. You know, go we on something, and it's going to unfold itself. It's going to unfold itself. But you got to have the ear and the eyes and the vision to see it. But I already see it. Old Seal see it. And one thing about it, though, Mother see it. Mother Z. And Mother Z going to always address this national audience, and that's the best part of the broadcast. Somewhere later on in the broadcast, Mother Z going to address this national audience and put some on your mind that you need to have this kind of wisdom come from the mother. So we're going to see his Mother Z. Is she on the stage for episode number 122? So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z. Bible,
y'all
got you.
Y'all beat you there, see, Roy. Just come in and see us. I have to give.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, where's old Mother Z at? It's pretty hard on that microphone a little bit. Where's old Mother Z at? I'll tell you what, we'll come back to Mother Z in just a minute. Let's see if we can go get Mother D.F. Israel, and we'll come right back to Mother Z in a minute. If you're ready, that's a great thing. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh beat to that scene, right?
Huh.
Mother Z, beat
to that scene, right? Yeah, give it away.
All right, good enough. All right, good enough. All right. We'll come back to Mother Z. But remember, we'll hear Mother Z give her whatever that Almighty put on her later in the broadcast when she addressed this national audience on the international side over 400,000 plus. So she will be addressing them, no doubt about it. You can find Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel said plainly, let me tell you something, Sarah. You know, I put too much time in this thing. I'm in this thing. There ain't no cameo here. Yeah, I'm all eyes. I see what's going on. I'm all eyes. And you too. Yeah, and tell you something, Sarah. I can pick you like a chicken and beat from a distance on you. All you got to do is start bumping your gums. I know what you're on. That's what I'm saying. I know what you're on. Might not comment, but don't think she don't know what you're on. Just like she recognized the young lion when he brought up some remember what his name is again. His name is Eliezer. He was 84 and 10 years old. So really, he really just started living. Something about it. Moses started his ministry at 80 years old. So Eliezer just only 10 years really, he was getting his stuff together. Because at 90 years old, he was just getting that stuff together. But he said one thing. I tell you what I ain't going to do. I ain't going to have no appearance of these young lions come behind me having no doubt on where I stand. I'm going to tell you something about those seers, too. No doubt on how I stand. I'm about one thing, this nation. Bringing two to one. Southern kingdom, northern kingdom. That's my charge. Oh, yeah, I do go to 37 chapter. But take a look at that, too. 37 chapter 15 and 22. It was a charge given to the seer. So let me tell you something, seer. Your job is to take these two sticks, put one in your left hand, one in your right hand, put them together. One mind, one understanding. So it's no accident. Everything around the seer, now I see Yada Judah, and I see Northern Kingdom. They're everywhere. So, and we turn to street teachers. Hey, tables all set out. We was hollering in the microphone. And one thing about it, we laying the foundation. We laying the foundation, see right here. I'm telling you like it is. We laying the foundation, but whoever got an ear to hear and eye to see, we laying the foundation on what it's going to be like. We're going to bring these two sticks together, but they're going to be coming together up under YHWH. That's gonna be our pitch card. It's all about YHWH and what he said. And what he said, not about Guadalupe, and not about Yahweh and Jesus. Well, it's black man Jesus or white man Jesus. It ain't about Jesus coming together or Guadalupe. It's about coming together up on that Yahweh, YHWH.
Hallelujah.
Israel. Father Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be to their mother. D.F. Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. That's Mother D.F. Like I said, again, we'll get in there another. All right. Detroit, Michigan. I want to holler in the microphone a little bit, too, now, because if he stay over it. I want to holler in the microphone. Do it here with Campo. Oh. In the microphone a little bit. Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Y'all beat you there. Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Campo. Come on. Tribe of Camp 4. I said, let it. See, you know we got to mute somebody. We're going to Camp 4. Get on with the dog doing. I hear you. All right, good enough. So, according to what we're hearing at Camp 4, a lot of day saints say they can put a mute on you. So, but we know one thing, you're going to take great notes and with time appointed, you'll be ready to go in grand style, too. But I can say again, they radio stations. For now, well, it might be, but we know Voice of a True Israelite, we got our eyes on the prize on land, school, and banquet hall. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know why it's going to happen? Because we'll tell you about that verse, too, another time. So, see, can you look right down at Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Makai, let's see if we get something going on. Come on.
Okay. The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Yeah, that's excellent, Brother McCallion. The righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. You know, and I believe that. But, you know, I got to get back on Apostle Paul. I got to get back on everything. You know, but one thing about it, I know one thing, that street teaching and meeting the nation of the tribes, that's going to be a big thing. And you're going to have your A-game working with you on that, because you never know what they got on the table for you. And you got to have your A-game and you be prepared to meet them where they're at. Whatever they own, if it's reasonable, we got to be able to be on it too. Okay, what you own? Well, you know, I'm on this. Okay, well, I'm on that too then. So all that good stuff we got to be able to do. And one thing about it, O.C. is a hands-on anyway, so he'll get in there and he'll chunk the first stone. That's what he'll do. He'll chunk the first stone because I've been made for these days. And we know what it says. And did we get us in Luke 12 already, Brother Mackay? I don't recall. If it did, I need a double dose of it because I still ain't got nowhere to go yet. So give me a double dose. If I remember getting in it, Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you same hour what you are to say."
That's true. And that's true. He'll teach who? Who will he teach? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. He said, yeah, still. Yeah, but who are you going to teach? This in the very same hour. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Look at verse 3, 8, and we'll skip down to 24 through 31. And let's find out who he's supposed to teach in that very same hour. Who he's supposed to teach. Because of the people, by, what is that thing called? They pat you on your pulse and see how your pulse working or something like that. We tap the pulse on those, and they allow them, their pulse is not working, you know how you tell them. So I think the one that used that needle, they hit their vein like that. They pop their hand and see can they get what vein they can work with. I don't know what I'm saying, but can anybody help me out what I'm trying to say when they take their finger and hit their pulse and they be trying to get something prepared? Anybody help me out on that? Who, what in the mother of? Y'all help me on that when you see them patting their pulse, turn their hand, palms up, and they take two fingers.
Oh, to hit their pulse. To hit their pulse. Hit their pulse or something to try to get the veins get blood out.
What did they do on that for?
I guess to try to get the vein to pop up so the blood can come out of something.
Yeah, well, it might be. I don't know. I don't know. It's something. Yeah, I know. Guess. You pat. You take two fingers and you pat. And you trying to look for some kind of vein to stick something in. I don't know. Maybe somebody that once was.
You
said what?
They're trying to stick the needle and get the blood. Take your blood.
That would be doing? Okay.
When they tap that vein, make it pop up where they can stick that needle in it.
That what they be doing? That what they be doing, Marlene? They pat their vein up and get it to raise up a little bit, and they know what you want to stick it in, huh?
Right.
All right. So Marlene said it. So that's the end of that. So. What can we read, Brother Mackay, out of that book, Isaiah You know, I forgot what I was saying because, like I said, again, I said it and I forgot what I said. But I know I said something about Isaiah. So, prayerfully, you did get a chance to write it down. Whatever I did say, you on the clock, come up.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 3, verse 8, verse 24 down to 31. Verse 3 reads, The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel do not know. My people do not consider. Verse 8. And the daughter of Yada is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a log in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Verse 24. Therefore, saith Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of my adversary and avenge me of my enemy. Verse 25. And I will turn my hand upon you and purely purge away your dross and take away all your sin. Verse 6. And I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselor as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Verse 27. Yada Judah shall be redeemed with judgment, in her convert with righteousness. 28. And the destruction of the transgressors of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahuwah shall be consumed. 29. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which you have desired, and you shall be confounded for the gardens that you have chosen. Verse 30. For you shall be as an oak whose leaf faded, and as a garden that has no water. Verse 31. And the strong shall be as a tow, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them.
Well, wait a minute. So now, young lion, now you just read a whole lot of stuff, but now, tonight, I'm going to see what verse would you pick out that this thing won't happen until one specific verse got to come to pass. So now, we hinted on it prior to the broadcast. We hinted on it. Now we already read a verse of what you just got through reading. So what is the big verse that you just got through reading to make this happen, what you just got through reading? What verse will we zero in and put a precept with that we can read? You're on the clock. Now, if you don't come up quick enough, pump that verse out for the young lion if you don't come up quicker. Now, he don't read it. So what verse got to happen for what we just got through reading? Because we found out these people do not know themselves. And we don't find that out plainly for this street teaching that we have been doing from the garden to the people's that surround us. We have found out that they don't know who they are in grand style. So what got to happen, according to what Kaya just got to read, one specific verse, is all of them is good, but one verse is, it got more information to for the precept. And what verse is that? Young Lion, bring it out.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doeth not know. My people do not consider.
Well, hold that point. Now that is, I tell you, all of them is good now. But I still want to know what specific verse. Now, all that, we can use that and run with that one, too. But he got another verse that really seals the deal. Then you can bring in number 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. You can bring that in. But it's a specific verse in there tells us something, and it's a word that you've been using in the last lesson. It's a word that pertains to that. We don't gave enough hint out. So now, you going to take another shot at it, or you want the mothers to get in there and just what verse it is? Take another shot at that, young man?
I take another shot at it. Okay, looking at verse 27 reads, Yadah shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converse with righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can use that too now, but that's another 2-3. But it ain't the number one hit yet. So now, mothers, y'all want to bring out. All of them good now. Now listen, all of them good. But the number one hit is what verse? What is the number one hit? To make this happen, what got to happen? Now, mothers, now, what verse mothers want to bring out to really, I mean, everything that the young man said, that's, all of it's good. But what is number one? And all the rest of these come behind it. What is number one? Who got it? Who got it? Mothers, y'all got it?
Is it verse 28?
No. Anybody else? Any other mothers, y'all got it? Will got it. I'm going to kick this thing off. Now, Bo Makai uses his word. You can use it.
Yeah.
All the time. So, is there any verse that would be one? Except for time's sake, I didn't bring it out. Verse number 26. Here goes the number after. Read 26. Yeah, bring it out. Verse 26.
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 1, verse 26. 26 reads, and I will restore your judges at the first, and your counselor at the beginning. Afterward, you should be called the righteous, the city of righteousness, the faithful city.
Excellent. So the first thing he has to do, have to get the order back in order. He got to restore the judges. The judges got to step up and know how to judge according to the book. He got to make a decision according to the Bible, and he can't make a decision based upon Mother E, Jeremiah 2:33. He cannot make a Jeremiah 2:33 decision. Hey, Mother E, what is it saying in Jeremiah 2:33?
Okay. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 33. Jeremiah 2:33. Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 33. Why come thou way to seek good? Therefore have I also taught the wicked one that way.
Mm-hmm. See, one thing is the judges cannot do. They can't trim their way to seek love. You have to make a Bible decision, and that's how it got to be. A Bible decision must be made. So the judges was put in place at the first, because they said something to Moses, Mother D.F. Israel. They said something. They looked Moses eyeball to eyeball, and what they said to Moses, hey, Mother D of Israel, what they say to Moses? They made a profound statement to Moses, Mother D of Israel. They made a profound statement to Moses. They said something to Moses. And let's see what they said to Moses that we can read, and then we'll take it from there. See, sometimes you got to hear what's come out your mouth, and they said something to Moses in the first chapter, And we don't see what did they say that we can read. Oh, what did they say in verse number 14? 1:14, we'll read on down to verse 18. Let's see what they said. Now, Moses, you know, was the Yahweh for the children of Israel. So in 1:14, after Moses got all the instructions, let's see how they responded to Moses that we can read in verse 14 down to verse 18. Mother, deep, help, Israel, see, Roy, come on.
In what book?
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 14 down to verse 18. So after Moses received all the instructions, then Moses brought the head together, and let's see what their response were that we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 14 down to verse 18.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 14 to 18. Verse 14. And ye answered me and said, the things which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. 15. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over 50, and captains over 10, and officers among your tribe. Verse 16. And I charge your judges that at that time stand, hear the cause between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Verse 17. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is Yahweh, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. 18. And I command you at that time all the things which ye should do.
Yeah. So that's how it got to happen. So if you won't know how it's going to happen, it will happen the same way it happened in the days of old, because we're clear about Malachi 3:6. And Hebrews 13, verse 8, Yahweh the same today, yesterday, and he's forever. So if you want to know how to make it work today, you got to wait until you see the Spirit step up. And when we already don't say it, and what will come out their mouth, will say, "Seer, that sounds good to me. I want a piece of that." So that's the sign you watch from the pages of the book. You'll know who's going to step up from knowing what the scriptures are saying. That sounds good. What's the next move? Now we'll not be working on something. See, ain't nobody going to rewrite what's already there. Because if you don't know what to do today, look back at yesterday. A case in point, what did it say, Brother Micaiah 25 verse 1 of Isaiah? Isaiah 25 verse 1. Listen good. See, one thing we do know, you got to watch everything from the pages of the book. But he made a profound statement. And after he brought it to them, and he waited on their response, and they said, the wise was chosen. What you just said to us, Moses, sounds good to us. And the definition of good is what that we can read, Mother E, in 7 verse number 12 of Romans. What definition define the word? It sounds good to us. What that means, we can read in Romans 7 verse 12. Mother, eat. What that means, it sounds good to us.
Romans 7 verse 12.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. What did it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12. Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12. But when Jacob, Israel, heard that there was corn in Egypt, he sent out.
What'd you read? Hold on. I don't know. Maybe I need to change his microphone or something. I said Romans. What do you say that, Mother?
Okay,
that's Romans 7.
Romans 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the commandment righteous, and just and good.
Mm-hmm. So they said to Moses, it sounds good to us. So what are they telling Moses? Moses, that sounds good. That's going to be with us through eternity. If we apply ourselves by the written word that is spoken to you to tell us, we're going to be all right. And that's the game changer right there, see, right? You have to recognize when the word is said, and we got to remember one thing. Our feelings must be out the way, especially in leadership. The calling have to be according to as the scriptures is, and when you hear it said, before we said the same thing you just got through hearing in Deuteronomy, it sounds good to us. Let's make it happen. As a matter of fact, Mother Dear of Israel, 14 verse 9 of Numbers, give me a precept on that when it sounds good. This is what we're supposed to do in 14 verse 9 in the book of Numbers. Mother Dear of Israel, what do 14 verse 9 say that we can read in Numbers?
Numbers chapter 14, verse 9. Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh is with us. Fear them not.
Excellent. And that's the point we're making. Because I heard a statement that was made that, you know, it was made, but we don't have no fear about what we're doing. Matter of fact, where the table was at the last 2 weeks, we're going to bring it even twice as closer, because if you believe in Yahweh, Yahweh got your back. See, you got to believe in Yahweh, because the statement was made, you know, we don't worry about what's to our left, what's all right, but if you're doing Yahweh's business, Yahweh got you, even in bringing you back up at the time appointed. Remember, Yahweh the Son could have been born and placed in any tribe he wanted to be in. He could have been, he could come to any tribe he wanted. But if you believe Yahweh, then there's nowhere that Yahweh would not save you from if you believe in Yahweh. That's the key. So, what a song was in Nazareth. If you look up Nazareth, it's just like what they call on the west side, the book of the blood. It's a rough area. But guess what? That was Yahweh the Son was raised up from that area. Because he believed in his Father. And it's what I'm trying to tell you. If you about this word, you can't run from Yahweh. You got to run to Yahweh. Yahweh can save us from wherever he want to save us from. So that spirit we talking about got to be up front with that belief. That, because I heard a statement, took a note of that statement. You know, I'm not even saying what he was saying, but I heard it plainly. But one thing I do know, he was taking notes on that. You cannot have a fear of the world when it comes down to Yahweh's business. Because Yahweh give us the fear of trust. We got to take it home, and we got to to them hardcore, meet them where they at, and all we supposed to say is what Mother D of Israel loaded put on table 118:23. We supposed to put this on table. I don't care how hot, how high hit, how heavy it is. Mother D of Israel don't mind putting 118:23 on the table. What is that, Mother D of Israel?
Okay. Psalms 118. Okay. Psalms chapter 118, verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
That's the way we got to approach what we have already put on the table. This is the hand of Yahweh. And remember, I want to point to 25, verse 4. 25:1, Brother Micaiah. Give me Jeremiah 40, verse number 4. Give me 40, verse 4. Then we get that 25, verse 1. Give me Jeremiah chapter 40, verse 4. What it say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 40, picking up at verse 4. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 40, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "And now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seem good unto you to come with me unto Babylon, come, and I will look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you, whether it seemeth good and convenient for you to go. There go."
You know what? And O.C. will see all the lands before us. Mm-hmm. No, we don't wanna go back to Babylon, because we know one thing, if we do any of that in Babylon, what it say, we can read that Mother E. What it reads in the book 4:4. What book I want 4:4? Give me James 4:4. And we can't have a 4:4 and 8. A 4:4 and verse 8. Mother E. What do James 4:4 say and verse 8 say?
Look at James chapter 4:4 and verse 8. James chapter 4:4. "You adulterers and adulterers, know ye not that the friendship of the world is the envy with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy to Yahweh." Verse 8. "Draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your mind, you double mind."
Ain't that something? So you see what I'm saying? So you listen. Hey, listen. Listen, this job got to be done. And we was raised and built for this moment that we're in right now. The land's before us, but we got it written down mainly, Brother Micaiah 3, 2 Timothy 3, 1, and skip down to 8, now make it 9 to 12. 9 to 12. I'm taking on the 9 to 14. I know you're holding a lot of good stuff. We're going to get back in it, but we got to follow the spirit of Yahweh. What it tell us that we got to be about in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, 1, then skip down to 9 through 14. 1 Timothy, chapter 2 Timothy, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy 3, 1, then skip down to 9 to 12. That's good enough. 2 Timothy 3, 1, 9, 12. That's my final verdict. You on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, and skip it down, verses 9 down to 12. Verse 1 reads, "This know also, that in the last day, perilous times shall come." Verse 9, "But they shall proceed no farther, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Verse 10, "But you have fully known my teaching, manner of life, purpose, covenant, long-suffering, charity, patience." Verse 11, "Persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all Yahuwah delivered me." Verse 12. "Yes, and all that will live Yahuwah in Yahuwah the Son shall suffer persecution." Verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived." Verse 14. "But continue you in the things which you have learnt and has been assured of, knowing of whom you have learnt them."
And you will learn it all from the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelite. Everything you need to know. Well, we're going to ask you something. You know, if you got a couple of minutes, we're going to ask you something. We're going to ask you something. We're going to ask you something. Get your attention. Take this right here and tell me where you at on this paper. Where you at? You know, you take this 12 tribes of Israel and you say, hey, where you at? All the question I got, I was going to ask you one question. Where are you at on this right here, this 12 tribes of Israel? What? Here go names on the left side. On the right side is the name that the world of gave these people on the left side. So where you at on this? And then they look through and they'll say where they're coming from. And that's how it begins. So I want to know where you at on this. Now we have to know the duties of whatever this is. We have to know the duties now. See, the street teaching is totally different. Because, listen, it's totally from your comfort zone. But really, you'd be more comfortable because Yahuwah told you plainly when you out there street teaching, if you got me, I got you. That's over there in 18, verse 19 and 20, and all that old good stuff of Matthew. So I'm telling you something. The spirit must unfold of the spirit of old, and now we go to that 25, verse 1. Now give me that 25, verse 1 now, Brother Micaiah. We're going to set the stage for Isaiah 25, verse 1. What does it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "O Yahuwah, you are my Yahuwah. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth."
Your counseling of old is faithful and truth. That means the counsel of old is faithful and truth. Not this new way counseling now, it's the counsel of old is faithful and truth. See, you got to go back and look at what have been said to know what to do today. That's why it tells you in 32, Brother Micaiah, or the book of Deuteronomy, the counsel of old is what you want to hear. Now you don't hear about no new way teaching or what I learned in the world. No, no, no. Because Eliezer is going to tell you about that world understand. He wasn't worried about the world understanding. No. He was worried about the righteous scripture understanding. That's the game changer, see, right here. That new way of teaching right here, that scares me. Because I know that ain't going to hold up. But I know what's going to hold up is what's written in this book. So this is the way we got to go according to his book. Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 down to verse number 11. Listen good. Brother Micaiah, Deuteronomy 32, 6 down to verse 11. Make it plain. The world listening, come out.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 6 down to 11. Verse 6 reads, "Do you thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that hath bought you? Hath he not made you and established you?" Verse 7. "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you." Verse 8. "When the Most High Yahweh divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel." Verse 9. "For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance." Verse 10. "He found him in a desert land, and in the waste hallowing wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye." Verse 11. "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings."
Mm-hmm. Good enough. So we clear you plainly that Yahweh is saying, all you got to do is remember the days of old. That's why you got to make sure the ministry you're in that'll bring back, well, you know, the days of old. See, you got to know days of old, and once you understand days of old, you'll be able to deal with this thing. Because it ain't no accident. We've been built for these days, and we got to find out those that understand this thing, and this is what you've been created for and built for, the days of old, give me 1:16 of the book of Jude. So something we got to do, mother. We got to do something. Hey, mother, eat. If something we got to do is Jude 1:16, something we got to do. Can you help the old see it out? We got to do something in Jude 1:16. Can you help the old see out what it says in 1:16 of the book of Jude right next to Revelation?
The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 16. These are the... Yes, go ahead. Thank you. The book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 16. These are the members concerning complaining, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men, persons, and the rich admiration because of adversity, advantages.
Yeah, they got advantage because they speak great swelling words, but what we got to do about the great swelling word speakers? So you have some great swelling word speakers, but what is on our mind in verse 23 there, Mother dear, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, what's on our mind in verse 23? After we hear all them great swelling words, but what's on our mind in verse 23?
Jude chapter 1, verse 23. "And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, had even the garment parted by the flame."
Regardless, we got a job to do is pull our peoples out of the fire. The land's before us, and they don't know they're in the fire. But our job is to pull them out of the fire. So it's no accident he'll set the land before us, and now we gotta bring it to them, and we gotta troubled waters now. We got troubled waters, no doubt about it. So we got to give for one more run, and that's the troubled waters. Now, we got troubled waters, I'm telling you now. We're going to have troubled waters. You know, that was the young man said to Yahuwah the son. He said, yeah, every time I try to get off into the water, somebody, the troubled waters for me to get myself right. He said, somebody just jumped down the water and beat me down. He said, but Yahuwah said, don't worry. You ain't got to get out of the water at all. I can tell whatever on you, get up off you, and you just do what I tell you to do now. Now all I want you to do is give me a 5:14, Mother E. So all I want you to do, you give me is a St. John 5:14. He said, now when I get you on your feet, you make sure you give me a James 5:14. That's what I want from you. When I get you up, you ain't got to jump off in that water. All you got to do, give me a James, St. John 5:14. Hey, Mother E, what do St. John 5:14 say?
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. Afterwards, Yahuwah's son finding him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art laid whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee.
So otherwise, when Yahuwah gets you on your feet, Mother, what do Yahuwah supposed to find you at after that point?
In the temple.
Excellent. See that? It is a destiny right here. If you want Yahuwah to get the heebie-jeebies off you, then do right. That's all you got to do is do right. See, do right, and Yahuwah kicks in. You can't do your own thing. Do right. Yahuwah's kick in. Now, so we know, now let's run back, Brother Micaiah, and look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19, and we'll look at verse 5 down to verse 7 and verse 9. Let's see what we can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, 5 down to verse 7 and verse 9. Brother Micaiah, Israel, you're on the clock. Come up.
Okay, going to 2 Chronicles, and then wait now, on chapter 19, picking up at 5, 7, and verse 9. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 19. Verse 5 reads, and he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahdah-Judah, city by city. Verse 6, and said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahuwah, who is with you in the judges. Verse 7. Wherefore now let the fear of Yahuwah be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no sin with Yahuwah our Yahuwah, no respect of persons, nor taking of gift. Verse 9. And he charged them, saying, thus shall you do in the fear of Yahuwah, faithfully and with a perfect mind.
So you see the man say it? He said, now, he said, I'm going to tell you something. When you make a decision now, you see, he said, my judgment is what you can read. Now, we want to take a little precept on that on Proverbs chapter 8, 1 through 8. And Mother D.F. Israel, have me the 24th chapter of Psalm 1 through 10 waiting on me. Let's take a look at this again on what we just got through reading. So that was, see, that's profound talk. He said, listen, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I said unto the judges, take heed now what you do. For ye judge not for man, but for Yahuwah. That will be read in 25 verse 1. See, Yahuwah didn't, he sent that minister spirit down, that minister spirit found the seer, and the seer found the males. That's just the way it rolled. That was the council of old. So when you're in that leadership position, you have to make sure you make a decision from what Yahweh has gave to you that you can read, or you are a ticking time bomb. Because Yahweh don't change. If you don't know how to get out of what you're in today, make a decision according to what the Bible says. Don't make a decision on feeling's sake. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. No, no, no. Make a decision according to the Bible. And live with it. Proverbs 8, 1 through 8. Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 8. Verse 8 reads. All the words
one
of
down
mouth,
to verse
8.
1 to 8.
1 to 8. 1 down to
okay,
8.
The book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 down to 8. Verse 1 reads. Do not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice. Verse 2. She stand in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. Verse 3. She cry at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. Verse 4. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. O ye simple, understand wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you fools, mm-hmm. be you of an understanding mind.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Verse 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them.
Yeah. You hear the man saying? So now the wisest man in the world tell you what's going on. The wisest man in the world that it was born a woman was Solomon, according to Yahweh's own mouth. And this is what he says in verse 4 and 8. Never neglect what he says to the wisest man in the world to put in writing. And the only one going to bring it out is the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Look what it says in verse 4 and verse 8.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4 and verse 8. Verse 4 reads, unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them.
That's the order of things. That's just the way it is. The wisest man in the world wrote that's the order of things. There you go right there. That verse 4 and that verse 8. Then when the man get his hand on it, he both take it to a war man. Man got to get his hand on it first. According to Yahweh, unto you. So whenever all these words been said to you, one Wednesday afternoon on the couch, it's not scripture-wise. It don't work like that. This is how it works. That's why you got to make sure that the man that you with is a 37 verse 12, because it don't work the way. Emotion is not going to get you anywhere. The Bible going to tell you exactly how you search out Yahweh's word, because you can search out Yahweh's word all you want. He can overturn it because you didn't do it. You didn't do it the way he tell you to do it. What you mean, WCC, where that at? Where that at? Where all that point? Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat on you then. Let's go to 2 Chronicles for me. Where you got that, Bob McCoy? Hold that for a minute. Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat for the WCC, 500 million members. Let me see where that at, huh? Let's go to 2 Chronicles and see if we find out around about the 15th chapter. You won't know where that is, right? Let's see if we find out what I just said. And let me see if I pull that out. Make it 1 Chronicles for the WCC. They said, where that is? see where that is. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 15, because every time we say something, you bet we can bag it up according to Scripture. Let's see what it says in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Let's pick it up verse 12 just to make it sound good. 12 and 13. Hey, Brother Micaiah, what of 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 and 13? What can we read out of this? Come on.
The book of 1 Chronicles. Chapter 15, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, and said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, unto the place that I have prepared for them. Verse 13. For because you did it not at the first, Yahuwah made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order.
And I don't know no woman can be a father. So I don't know no woman can be a father. So he's making it plain what he's talking about in verse 12, and said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers. So that's who he made a breach on. Because the father have to take his rightful position. And that's why we read, unto you, old man, who? The chief of the fathers. I'm going to make a breach on you because you is not doing it according to due order. And when you're not in due order, that's why you're in captivity today. But we ain't in order. What kind of order? Due order. And that's what he's saying right there. Unto you, old man, get in order. Make a decision according to the Bible. Live with it. Because these days is on the clock for man, the father, to make a decision. But how you make a decision? Not by your feelings or by emotions. You make it in due order, according to the Scripture. To you, old man, make that decision. Mother dear of Israel, what do Psalms 24, 1 down to verse 10 there, Mother dear of Israel? Because one thing about it, we got to take it to him now. And those going to take it to him, going to take it to him. Because Yahweh said, listen, I got you. You got me, I got you. Matter of fact, Mother E, read that real quick in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Let me tell you something. See, the sin wouldn't tell you nothing unless he know about it, been hands on experience, and I'll get with you. I'll get with you. Because I know what this book is saying. And we're going to read a little bit about old Eliezer, 90 years old. We might get a little bit of him in there. And we're going to see what he got to say, shortly. Yeah. And then we'll get a little busy in the party, shortly. Yeah. We don't know. But I'm trying to tell you something. It's time now to understand one thing. The Bible's right. It's perilous times. It's time now to step up to the plate and be about building your nation according to the Scripture. You don't worry about who to your left, who to your right. What the Bible says, that's what you got to be on right now. What did the book say? That's why I had no problem getting out there hollering in the microphone. I have no problem with it. No. Because I know one thing. That's why I'm doing it the way that I can read this way. The seer must instruct the people. He must set the elders in place. He must set the whole congregation in place. That's his duty. But what kind of way? As is written. As is written. What you reading there, young man? You on the clock. Come on. What you reading out of one down in verse 10 or something? What you read, Mother D. F. Israel?
Okay. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1 to 10. Verse 1 reads, "The earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Verse 2. "For he has founded upon the sea and established it upon the flood." Verse 3. "Who shall ascend into the hills of Yahweh? Or who shall stand in his righteous place?" Verse 4. "He that has clean hands and a pure mind, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitful." Verse 5. "He shall receive the blessings from Yahweh and righteousness from Yahweh of his salvation." Stop. Verse 6. "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Israel." Verse 7. "Lift up your head, O you gates, and be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the king of honor shall come in." Verse 8. "Who is this king of honor? Yahweh strong and mighty, Yahweh mighty in battle." Verse 9. "Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the king of honor shall come in." Verse 10. "Who is this king of honor? Yahweh of hosts, he is the king of honor." Greatness.
Read verse 6 again now, Mother, be up Israel.
Psalms 24, verse 6. "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Israel."
What is he saying, Mother, in verse 6? What is he trying to tell us, Mother, in that verse 6? What is he saying?
He's talking to Israel.
Then what is he saying to Israel?
And what is he saying?
We, six anointed camps, are voices of the true Israelite. No need of looking to the left, looking to the right. We are that generation. Look into the mirror. We are one. That is right there in verse 6. We are that generation. Now, St. John 1:49, Mother D of Israel, where it says, "Look to your king." Who's our king that we can read? St. John 1:49. I remember, Mother. I remember that St. John 3, verse 22. You didn't pop that whip quick enough for me, and we got back to that 1:24, 1 through 10. But that St. John, that 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, I'll be waiting on it after Mother knocked us out the park or wherever she's going to, G of Israel. St. John 1:49, who is this king? Come on.
St. John chapter 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the son of Yahweh. Thou art the king of Israel."
Ain't that something? Ain't that? 1:49. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the king. That's Yahweh the son. Not no white man and black man Jesus.
Oops. That's right.
No. That's not going to cut it. The king of Israel is Yahuwah the Son. That's who we're going to take it to the gates on. Yahuwah the Son. In the royal blue garments with them fringes on. But these days right here. Then he made it plain, Mother E. He made it plain in 1 John 3:22 and said what?
1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his total instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Hey, Mother E, what is pleasing in Yahuwah's sight?
The commandments, total instruction.
Excellent. See, that was pleasing in Yahuwah's sight. So that is the game changer right there. So that was pleasing in his. Now, you know, it mystifies me because Yahuwah gave an order, Brother Micaiah. He gave an order, and we're going to take care of Eliezer a little bit in a minute or two. But he gave an order in Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 down through verse 40. He said something in Numbers chapter 15, 37 through 40. What did he say we can read?
Going to the book of Numbers. Pick it up in chapter 15, 37 down to 40. Verse 37 reads, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a horn. Verse 40. That you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahuwah.
So we're very clear that Yahuwah gave the children of Israel an order from Moses to make sure the children of Israel ordered them to put on fringes. That is an order from Yahuwah. Now we know when your worldly boss tell you order or something, he said, look here, I want you to come in late no more punching that time clock. Then you got to come in my office, and then you get a couple of those strikes of that, I'm about to let you go. Now, you understand that with no problem. I got to punch that clock on time. You got no problem with that. If he tell you that you got a 15-minute break, you sit around that cooler, be dragging up something, you know, when that 15-minute break up, you stop what you're doing and get back to your machinery. He ain't got no problem with that. Now, Yahuwah said the fringes is an order from him. An order from him throughout your generation. And we know we're in a generation now. And the fringes is a reminder of you to keep the Torah instruction. Now, this woman spent all her money, just been running around spending money every kind of way she can spend some money to. But then all of a sudden it came to her what she had to do. Let's go to Matthew's, Brother Micaiah, chapter 9, and we'll pick up verse 20 down and verse 22. So, you see, now here's a woman on the right side of the book. She says, I've been thumbing around with these old doctors and all these doctors talking that smack to me. So, well, something dawned on me in the mind, and something came to her mind. Let's see what came to her mind that we can read in Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 down to verse 22. Let's talk about it, Brother
Micaiah.
You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 reads, And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Verse 22. But Yahweh the Son turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith hath made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Now, suppose she was going on the regular people today saying, if you come in my church and if you got friends on, you might well bring a pork sandwich in with it. So I'm putting you and a pork sandwich out at the same time. Now, if they ain't arresting people suicide for the children of Israel, you cutting your black when you ain't got friends on. One thing Yahweh ain't going to break his word, the prisons throughout your generation. So you sitting over in the middle, you ain't wearing no prisons, you'll cut your own blessing down. On the Mark chapter 6, verse 56, then, as a matter of fact, read that Mother E. And Makai, look up in that complex Bible dictionary you got, and tell me what this word means when Mother E gets reading it in Mark 6, verse 56. And whatever this word is that's going to stick out to you, look up the definition, tell me what it means. Mark chapter 6, verse 56, bring it. Mother dear of Israel, have me Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 6 to 9 waiting on me. Zephaniah 1. 6 down to verse 9. Had that waiting on me. Come on, Mother E. Mark 6, 56, bring it.
The book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 56. And whatsoever he entered into a village, a city, a country, that the lame and sick in the street, and besought him that they might touch if it were but border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole.
Mm-hmm. So the borders in the hems of his garment, what that mean that we can read? What is they touching on, Brother Micaiah? What is they touching on at the border and the hems and the garment? Can you tell me what is they touching on? What is they trying to reach and grab that we can read? Come on.
Okay, looking up using the Compact Bible Dictionary on page 224, looking up the word hem of a garment. Phrases or tassels on the border of the Yadot outer garment.
Fringes of a border of a garment. They slipped that word toss in, come out to Esau and his five sons, where they got one cord on every both sides. Now that's paganism. You can skip that with a heartbeat. Fringes. Yahweh the Son wore fringes. So if Yahweh the Son did not have no fringes on, James 3:2, he'd have been in a world of trouble. James chapter 2.
3:2.
What I want. Yeah, 2:3. Thank you, that mother dear of Israel. Suppose he had on him James 2.
The book of James, chapter 2, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "And you have respect to him that wears the gate clothing, and say to him, sit you here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand you there, or sit here under my footstool."
What kind of clothing is anything besides fringe and heels?
Gay clothes.
the gay clothes. Look here. Great big old cap saying, look here. Y'all wear the gay clothes and that's the only way you can get in my place. Man, that's a recipe for suicide. That's going to get you down in the bottom of the lake. What you mean, what can we read that at latter day? Well, Mother D. F. Israel, give me a read that anyway. And our elder, he finally came to the class and tell you all about what's going on. So, Mother D. F. Israel, what can we read in Zephaniah 1:6-9? So you think Yahweh ain't going to get you? You keep on wearing them gay clothes and you ain't got no fringes on. And you in a congregation. You wear fringes, you will be kicked out. He said, "If you wear fringes, you might have eaten a pork chop sandwich." That's how I'll you. But guess what? I'll show you how rough Yahweh gonna do you. And everybody tied to your hip. Mother D.F. Israel, Zephaniah 1:6-9. Bring it.
Zephaniah chapter 1:6-9. Verse 6. "And them that are turned back from Yahweh, and those that have not sought Yahweh, nor inquired for him." Verse 7, "Hold your peace at the presence of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh has prepared a sacrifice. He has bid his guests." Verse 8, "And it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice that I will punish the prince and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel." Verse 9, "In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold which fill their master's house with violence and deceit."
That's good enough. He said, "I'm going to punish you." Matter of fact, read what the punishment is going to be. We know the punishment, Mother D of Israel. It goes 2:2, verse 11-13 of Matthew. See, we even know what the punishment is going to be. So you think that you can get clothing and call on the wrong name and you got some coming? We gonna show you. We even know what we gonna do for you wearing the gay clothing and fulfilling what he got. He gonna call you a name that gonna get you very comfortable. But let's see what that name gonna get you in Matthew 22. 11-13 by Mother D of Israel. We're going to find out. He's going to say a good name to you to make you feel at ease. But let's see exactly what this word means. This word might be a word to you to get you at ease, to have Tartar Jerusalem rust on you like you rust up on a roach in a corner, if you can catch him with your shoe. Let's see what's going on that we can read. Matthew 22, 11 out of verse 13. Mother D of Israel, bring your A game and come on.
Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 13. Verse 11. "And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment, fringes." Verse 12. "And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in heaven, not having a wedding garment.
Mm-hmm.
And he was speechless, verse 13. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Well, mother, but what happened to his family? Let's go to Numbers chapter 7, see what happened to his family. You know, y'all, you do preach up your Bible. What happened to his family? So we got the man. We got him. But what happened to his family? Let's see what happened to his family that we can read. As far as can we read in the book of Joshua. Let's see what happened to his family. Now, we know we got him. He got the man. But what happened to his family that we can read? See, man is responsible for his family. So when that man go down, guess what? Everything tied to that man's hip goes down with him. That's why we tell you to be very careful that you ain't got no yes or boss man. You got a Yahweh man, because I'm going to tell you something. When Yahweh deliver that man up, don't say he ain't going to get. Let me show you what we can read today. We're going to the seventh chapter, and we're going to see what happened to his family. We're going to see if we can read it. In the seventh chapter, to the verse 24.
Joshua?
Yeah, 724. We want to find out what happened to the family. We know he got the man and cast him into outer darkness. But we won't know what happened to his family in verse 24, 724.
Joshua chapter 7, verse 24. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his ox, and his ass, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them in unto the valley of Achan.
And what happened in verse 10?
Verse 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones.
Hey, mother, who was them? We know they stole him, but who was they stoned him also?
His family.
Him up with fire.
His family.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So that's why we keep telling you men, you must make a Bible decision, because your decision affects your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't proper decision, it affects your family whether they walk in a straight line or not. He didn't call out the woman because the man is responsible for that woman. Everything tied was taken there. They stoned them. Then after they got through stoned them, they burnt them with fire. So when you make it a, and don't look at the truth, what the Bible says, because you trim your way to seek love, this is the price you're going to pay. Yahweh the same today, yesterday, and forever. That's why when you have these offspring, you raise them up in the spirit of Yahweh, and you let these, especially when you got daughters, I must put you with a Yahweh man. Because whatever man you with, that man is responsible for you. If he going down, you going down. Quality man must be in control according to this Bible. There go y'all. He must make a Bible decision, and when you turn your loved ones loose, they must be upon a proven Yahweh man. They're going to make a Bible decision. Because if he don't make a Bible decision, he make a Timothy with his sick love, he going down and everything tied to his hip going down with him. And it's going to be an everlasting fire. That's why we got a big job ahead of us to get out of our buildings to help those that come behind us. They'll know one thing. You got to be on the same page. And that man must lead by example according to Eliezer, what we're going to read after we bring our elder in to tell you about this broadcast. That's why I'm trying to tell you something, C. Ray. We got to do this thing, but we got to lead by example, and our emotions and our feelings got to be out of the way, because whatever you do, it affects everybody tied to you. That's why he says, and we read that verse twice, over there in the book of Proverbs, 8 verse 4. Unto you, old man, I call. Because your family is on you. If you going down, they do not get a pass. They going down with you. If you don't make a decision to that Bible, you're depending yourself and everybody tied to your hip. And you just read it. Not going to be our elder. When you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh Bishop F. C. Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we'll sit the stage for a little something on the table, and we're going to take care of Eliezer shortly. And that's why we got to be very careful that we can't get in emotions. We got to make a Bible decision. If you don't make a Bible decision, Yahweh taking notes. And you got a mental spirit and say, yeah, I was with him. I was with him all the way. He didn't make a Bible decision. He made a fleshly decision. And guess what? It's going to cause him everything tied to your hip. So you can walk the straightest line as you want to walk. If you with that man, when that man going down, you going down too. That's why you got to make your election sure. Elders of Israel, over 40,000 plus on the international side, so whether you tell this national audience, take number 122, the flow is yours and the clock is yours, and take your time, come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of thousands that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. Well, from listening to the broadcast thus far, everyone should have got a good idea that a teacher can't learn from his students because, number one, he's given wise counsel. But having knowledge, the teacher even gains more experience by teaching. Now, a student, on the other hand, he can learn from wise counsel. I mention this a lot myself sometimes. You can learn from wise counsel, especially when that counseling is proven to be correct, even showing someone else one day the counseling that you have received. This information shows well in all the six camps that teach the word of Yahweh, because we all have came to hear things that most of us can hear, and listening, some never understand. But this is what we do. We make this misunderstanding very possible in Yahweh's ministry. Most of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find, turning page after page like it's a comic book or a novel. Because this is the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught with this ministry makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And for the righteous, one thing, you have to be sealed in this word of Yahuwah, being able to teach. Don't be like it says in Revelation chapter 9, verses 4 to 5, I believe. You're not sealed in this word. You'll feel the sting of scorpion for 5 months. You may ask for death, but death will flee from you. It'd be like the torment of a scorpion when you strike off a man. That kind of torture for 5 months. Getting away from that, you'll be sealed in this word. You receive all the righteousness of Yahuwah. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times. A bad teaching, loud bump the gums for righteous learning and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast. We're open to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words and connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. You have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Unless we have a high day or a special day, our classes usually start at 7:30 to 10:30. We never have a class on Tuesday also, unless we have a high day on that particular day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class, we generally have that, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday, for the members that know. It starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath, which is Saturday, we have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, in a tribeyada.com on any search line. Right after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I know on this particular note, a man of wisdom asked me. I often went into men of wisdom sometimes, myself, on a weekly basis. But this time, this gentleman asked me, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms mean? I replied, yes, I can explain that. And after I did, he said, let me give you a few verses. I says, okay. Gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. And 3 said, there can no good come of him her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. And he gave me another verse, which I appreciated, in the book of Matthew, that was in chapter 6, verses 1 to verse number 4. It said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. 2. Therefore, when I do of alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, the churches, and in the streets, that they may give glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. 3. But when I do of alms, do not let the left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. Most of these things we bring out in our ministry, and especially to let you know that Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again once in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, which is very well needed, with the bad teaching and loud bump the gums for wrong, righteous learning. Also, for building a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. I have to say hallelujah for that. Also, while there,
hallelujah.
Don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just remember to enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, you'll see Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right in our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subject or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this line trying to teach. You'll find you will not receive a response. Remember what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6? It says, be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have one counselor over 1,000. I think I said something similar to that before, that our teacher can't learn from a student. That shows right there. You can also inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD that we have available. Just make sure you give us the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos that most of us have seen, and now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you're calling trying to teach. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show today at 10:30 p.m., except Fridays. This program will be repeated again on Friday after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, and look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just look for the program you were late logging into, or at that point, pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, on another note for your information to the listening members, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, Yahuwah's story will always be repeated on Pal Talk simultaneously. Just look under ethnic group, African American. Find Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And online, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And that broad talk happens to end before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But always, when we're giving scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not moments of confusion, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. It's a powerful verse. 33 says, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants or churches of the saints. So we'll keep these scriptures in mind by keeping our Bibles open, and I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, that was excellent, your part, no doubt about it. And we got to set the stage for it. And, got a mistake, but you might as well give me one more birthday, or give me 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 11, and I'll put that on the table, Elder Mr. Tillson. And then you have basically completed take number 122, but in 2 Ezra 8, 11 verse 8, can you throw that on the table there, Elder, and then we can get back to where we on? 2 Ezra, chapter 8. Chapter 11, verse 8, what does it say?
Okay, in the book of 2 Ezra, looking for chapter 11, and bringing up verse number 8. And 8 says, make sure I'm in the right one, chapter 11, verse 8. Watch not all at once. Sleep everyone in his own place and watch by course. I think that was Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. Is that what you're looking for, Brother Seal?
Okay, bring it on in, Elder. Bring it in.
I think
it
I remember.
On number one.
I think
okay.
I remember that
come
verse.
Come on with it, Dale. All right, bring it on.
Okay. I'm going to bring it to you exactly as the book says. Not as I remember, because I do remember that verse, because that's another powerful verse about interrupting men in the midst of their talk. Let me read exactly what the scripture says. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, looking at verse number 8. 8 says, counsel not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk.
You want to expound on that one, Elder?
Well, when you're speaking, or anyone is speaking the verses from the Bible, don't give an answer before you even finish hearing what it has to say. Because in the book of Proverbs, they tell you that as a backup verse. That's folly. So we have to expound by listening. Have big ears and little mouth is what that means.
And the end of it says, and when man is talking, do not interrupt man when man is talking. That is an order from Yahweh. When man is talking, do not interrupt men in they talk. Unless you are invited into a conversation. You do not interrupt men in they talk. That what it says. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to see if we find Mother Zeke. Or Mother Zeke said, listen, Sarah, now you know you've been talking pretty good now, but it's time for old Mother Zeke to address this national audience. You're right, Mother Zeke. Well, you know, Sarah, you know, he don't mind getting up in there, but we know one thing. You know it's time for Mother Zeke to address this national audience, over 400,000 plus, to tell them something that she needs to tell them that they need to know. So when you meet Mother Z with a loud voice, you say, Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahdah Bijan El Sin Ray.
Yeah, give up men.
We'll go to Mother D of Israel and we'll get warmed up on a few verses. Then we'll come back for most people. Listen, see, I'm writing down a few things that I need to tell this old national audience something. I'm writing down a few things. What I get back. So, hey, Mother Israel.
Yes.
Look at what can we read. I tell you what. Mother, give me the third chapter. Down to verse 3, 7 through 9, and Mother D of Israel had me 14 down to verse 22. And in Sirach 39, hey, Mother E, and in Sirach 33, 1 verse 3, and 7 through 9, Mother E, you have me at. And Mother D of Israel had me 14 to 22 waiting on me. Sirach 33, 1 down. Verse 3, 7 down to verse 9. Mother E, the night and order is all ears, you and the clock come out.
Okay. Right, chapter 33. Get that.
1, 2, and 3, and 7 down to verse 9, and Mother D of Israel going to have 14 down to verse 22 waiting on me.
Sirach, chapter 33, verses 1, 2, 3, and 7 to 9. Verse 1. There shall no evil happen unto him that fears the Yahweh, but in trespassing, even against he will deliver him. Oh, let me read that again. Sirach chapter 33, verse 1. There shall no evil happen unto him that fears the Yahweh, but in temptation, even crying, he will deliver him.
Put you out.
I really can't see this. Okay, verse 2. A wise man has not beloved, but he that is an hypocrite, that man is as a sheep shipped in a stone. Verse 3. A man of understanding trusts in the Torah instruction and in the law, and the law is faithful unto him as an order. Verse 9. Verse 7. Why do one day excel another, when as all the light of every day in the year is of the sun? Verse 8. By the knowledge of the Yahweh, they were diminished. I can see. And he
altered.
And he altered seasons and feasts. Verse 9. Some of them had he made high days and hallowed them, and some of them had made ordinary days. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mother D of Israel, 14 down to verse 22 says what?
Sirach chapter 33, verse 14 to 22. Verse 14 reads, good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the Yahwali against the sinner, and the sinner against Yahwali. Verse 15. So look upon the works of the Most High, and there are two and two, one against another. Verse 16. I wake up last of all, as one that gathers after the great gatherers. By the blessing of Yahweh, I perfect and fill my wine press like a gathering of grapes. 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning. 18. Hear me, all you great men of the people, and hearken, listen with your ears, you rulers of the congregation. verse 19, give not your sons and wife, thy brother and friend, power over thee while thou livest, and give not your goods to others, lest it repent thee, and thou entreat for the same again. Verse 20. As long as thou live and hast breath in thee, give not yourself over to any. Verse 21. For better it is that thy children should speak to thee than that thou shouldest stand to their somebody. Verse 22. In all thou work, keep to yourself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in thine honor.
Yeah. I'll read verse 17:8-22 again. So listen, you remember we read in Proverbs 8, verse 4, old man, this is to you. Old man, this is to you, old man. Old man, listen, the only way you have Yahweh to intervene in your life on whatever it is, you have to look into this Bible and see if you line up with this Bible in order of Yahweh. Old man, I'm talking to you, the 37-12 man. Listen, what the Bible told, the mental spirit told the seer, to put in writing for the six anointed camp to be clear about what he's saying in verse 17, 18, and 22. Read again that mother dear of Israel.
Sirach
33:17, 18, and 22. What did it say?
Sirach chapter 33, verse 17, 18, and 22. Verse 17. Consider that I labor not for myself only, but for all them that seek learning. Verse 18. Hear me, all you great men of the people, and listen, hearken with your ears, you rulers of the congregation. Verse 22. In all thy works, keep to yourself, thyself, the preeminency, leave not a stain in thine honor.
That's it.
Ain't that so? He's old man. He's a man preeminence. That means stay in leadership position, old man. Never compromise your position according to thus says Yahweh. Do not trim way to seek love. Make a Bible decision as it is written. Then Yahweh going to intervene. But if you make a decision because you don't want to end up out in the car in the trunk, that's on you. But in leadership, make a Bible decision. That's when y'all think. The harvest is plenty, but the labels is few. Now we're going to see if I... Now, Moses, let me tell you something, see, now I've been having something to say to this over 400,000 people for too long now. I'm ready to talk now. Hey, Mother Z, you ready to tell this vast noise or something? You on the clock, come up.
Shalom, see you, Israel, you see, hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm going to read some of, Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. I don't know if I'm putting it together right or not, but I'm just going to read some of this. Ezekiel chapter 36, I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Also, the Son of Man prophesied unto the mountain of Israel, and said, "Ye mountain of Israel, hear the word of the Yahweh." Verse 2, said the Yahweh, Yahweh, because the enemy, have said against you, hallelujah, our places are out in possession, is our possession. And then I'm going to go to verse 8. But ye, O mountain of Israel, Ezekiel 36, verse 8. But ye, O mountain of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches and yell your fruit to my people of Israel. For thus are at hand to come. Verse 9, for behold, I am for you, and I will turn mm-hmm. unto you, and he shall be tilter and stone. And then I'm going to skip and go to where's that verse? 36, I think it's 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be cleansed from all your filthiness, and from all your false idols will I cleanse you. Verse 26. A new mind also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a mind of flesh. Verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Verse 28. Mm-hmm. And ye shall dwell in the land that I give to you, your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your Yahweh. Verse 29. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no shaming upon you. And that is talking about what Yahweh is going to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm understanding from it. This is something Yahweh is going to do for us when we, obey his statutes. Obey his commandments. And I would just like to leave that with the national audience and say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent, Mother.
Exactly what he's going to do. He's going to get the corn and wine and everything else. And all we're doing is rehearsal right now. That's why we're coming on stage. We tell you what the man gets. Instrumentals are going to take care of his business. This is the minister going to do it. But he's not going to do it until we implore. Oh, man, I'm telling you this. You got in order, old man. We got it in order. The six on the camp. You have to leave the side of course is rich. That's a game changer right there. If you make a decision according to the Bible, Yahweh gonna intervene. You keep making decisions according to the flesh, Yahweh gonna sit in 5:15 or Hosea and just watch you until you in war. Now let me get a case in point with Brother Micaiah. We get a case in point by going to Sirach 33:22. Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's see what we can get out of Sirach 33:22. Come on.
The book of Sirach 22:22 read. And all your works keep to yourself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in your honor.
Excellent. He said, keep perimeter. That means keep dominant over your family. Keep dominant over if you assign to be in high profile in the six anointed camps. Make sure you understand this verse, old man. Make sure you understand this verse right here. Do not put a stain in your armor. And your honor. Make sure this verse fit you, six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. The Yahweh is going to sit there and watch you. For the first Thessalonians, young lion. We're going to first Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Then skip down to 20-22. I wouldn't tell you nothing unless I led by example. I lead by example. I wouldn't tell you nothing unless I would not do it myself. I'm telling you, the only way it's going to happen, we must make a Bible decision. The land's before us. We got to get in where we fit in at. In Proverbs 8, verse 4, old man, I'm talking to you. That's what he's saying. Look what he said that we can read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 1, skip down 20-22. Come on.
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, skip it down 20-22. Verse 1,
what do you read?
Stephen, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 20. Despise not prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil.
And then make sure you have no appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of it. That's how we're going to get to where we got to get to, the six anointed camps. Or boss builder to his life. We must lead by example according to all that's written in his Bible. And what it said in that verse 22 again, listen real good. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, what it say?
Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. 22 read. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
All right. Case in point. I'll just get a case in point on that. Now, where do we get a case in point on all that good stuff? Let's run to 2 Maccabees chapter 6 there, young lion. And we'll look at verse 17 down to verse 21. We'll let it run on through. We just want to run on through and we'll expound on it later. And Mother E, 2 Maccabees chapter 7, 1 through 8 waiting on me. And Mother have me 9 down to verse number 15, and Bud McKay had me 6-42 waiting on me. So I'm telling you something. We're going to just hear something, and you got to confirm on what you're hearing. Do all the examples you need. Bud McKay, you on the clock. 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, 17-31, bring it. We live.
Okay. Come on. Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 17 down to 31. Verse 17, read. But let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us. And now will we come to the declaring of the matter in few words. Verse 18, Eleazar, one of the principal scribes, leadership, an aged man, and of a well-favored council, was constrained to open his mouth and to eat swine's flesh. Verse 19, but he, choosing rather to die honorably than to live, stained with such an abomination, it is for, and came of his own accord to the torment. Verse 20. As it behooved them to come that are resolute to stand out against such things as are not lawful for love of life to be taken. Verse 21. But they that had the charge of that wicked beast, for the old acquaintance they had with the man, taking him aside, besought him to bring flesh of his own provision, just as was lawful for him to use, and make as if he did eat of the flesh taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king. Verse 22, that in so doing he might be delivered from death, and for the old friendship with them find favor. Verse 23, but he began to consider discreetly, and as became his age, in the excellency of his ancient years, and the honor of his gray hair, whereunto he was come, in his most honest education from a child, or rather the righteous Torah instructions made and given by Yahweh. Therefore he answered accordingly, and will them stairways to send him to the grave. And will them straightways to send him to the grave. Verse 24. For it becometh not our age, said he, in any wise to disassemble, whereby many young persons might think that Eleazar being 80 years old were now gone to a strange religion. Verse 25. And so they, through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer, should be deceived to me, and I get a stain to my old age and make it abominable. Verse 26. For though for the present time I shall be delivered from the punishment of man, yet did I not escape the hand of the Almighty Yahweh, neither alive nor dead. Verse 27. Wherefore now, manfully changing this life, I will show myself such as one as mine age requires. Verse 28. And leave a notable example to such as be young to die willingly and courageously for the honorable and righteous Torah instruction. And when he had said these words, immediately he went to the torment. Verse 29. Hey, that led him, changing the goodwill, they bear him a little before into hatred, because the aforesaid speeches proceeded, as they thought, from a desperate mind. Verse 30. But when he was ready to die with stripes, he groaned and said,
it is manifest unto Yahweh that hath the righteousness, that whereas I might have been delivered from death, I now endure sore pain in body by being beaten, but in soul am well content to suffer these things, because I fear him. Verse 31. And thus this man died, leaving his death for an example of a noble person, in a memorial of virtue, not only unto young men, but unto all his nation.
Yeah. Read verse 25 and 30 one more time now, Brother McCallion. Read verse 25 and verse 30.
Book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 25 and verse 30. 25 reads, and so they, through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer, should be deceived by me, and I get a stain to my old age and make it abominable. Verse 30. But when he was ready to die with stripes, he groaned and said, it is manifest unto Yahweh that hath the righteous knowledge, that whereas I might have been delivered from death, I now endure sore pain in body by being beaten, but in soul am well content to suffer these things, because I fear him.
Ain't that something? So you see, that's the spirit we're talking about. You got to make sure you fear Yahweh, and you make a decision on that four-letter man. You don't let nobody take away your crown in 3:11 in the book of Revelation 3:11. We're not going to read. And we're not reading Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4 and 8, unto you, old man. This is your call, old man, to make a calling and make sure your election is sure. 2 Peter 1, verse 8 and 9, make sure your decision from this Bible caught up with an emotional spirit, feminine. Make sure your election is sure on making a decision according to thus says Yahweh. The reward of it is in the end. All right. We get a case in point by Mother Eve. We're going to 2 Maccabees, Mother Eve. We're looking at the 7th chapter, 1 down to verse 8. Take your time, Mother Eve. 1 down to verse 8. And Mother D up Israel, have me verse 9 to verse 20. And Brother Micaiah 21 down to verse number 42. Listen to this. Mother Eve, you're on the clock. Come on. We live. Come on.
2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. 2 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 1 to 8. And it comes to pass also that 7 brothers with their mother were taken and commanded and compelled by their king against the total instruction to take wine blood, and were tormented with scourge and whip. Verse 2. But one of them that speak first said, thus what was it thy ask for none of us? We are ready to die rather than to transgress the total instructions of our father. Verse 3, then the king, being in a rage, commanded hands and calendar to be made hot, while with being heated, he commanded to cut out the tongue of him that speak first, and to cut off the utmost part of his body and rest of his brethren and his mother looked on. Verse 5. Now when he was thus minded in all his members, he commanded him, being yet alive, to be brought to the fire and to be fried in a pan. And as they faithful of the exalting one another with the mother to die, mindful, saying thus, verse 6, the Yahweh looketh upon us, and in truth has comfort in us. And Moses and his son, which witnessed to thee, to their faith, declared, saying, and he shall be comfort in his service. Verse 7. So when the first was dead after his manner, they brought the second to make him a marker. Stop. And when they had pulled off the skirt of his head, the skull of his head, with the hand, they asked him, will thy eat before thou be punished? Will thy eat before thou be punished throughout every member of thy body?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. But he answered in his own language and said, no. Therefore, he also received the next torment in order as the former did. Yeah.
So now listen. The mother was down and her seven sons were down. Her mother was sitting there watching two of her boys be just mantled by the world. Esau. We're going to find out what happened next. In verse number 9 down to verse 20 by Mother D.F. Israel. What happened next? 9 down to verse 20. Mother D.F. Israel. Come on.
2 Maccabees chapter 7 verse 9 to 20. Verse 9. And when he was at the last gap, he said, thou like a fierce fairy taketh us out of his present life.
Yes.
But the king of the world shall raise us up who have died for his Torah alone unto everlasting life. Verse 10, after him was the third made a marking stock. And when he was required, he put out his tongue. And that right soon, holding forth his hand manful. Verse 11, and said courageously, these I have from heaven, and for his law I despise them, and from him I hope to receive them again. Verse 12. And so much that the king and they that were with him marveled at the young man's courage, for that he noting regard the pain. verse 13. So little. Now when this man was dead, also they tormented and mangled the fourth in like manner. Verse 14. So when he was ready to die, he said thus, it is good being put to death by men to look for hope from Yahuwah, to be raised up again by him. As for thee, thou shalt have no resurrection of life. Verse 15, afterwards they brought the fifth also and mangled him. Verse 16, then looked he unto the king and said, thou hast power over men, thou art corruptible, thou doest what thou wilt. Yet think not that our nation is forsaken of Yahuwah. Verse 17, but abide a while, and behold, his great power, how he will torment thee and your seed. Verse 18, after him also they brought the sixth, who being ready to die said, be not deceived without cause, for we suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our Yahuwah. Therefore marvelous things are done unto us. Verse 19. But think not thou that takest in hand to strive against Yahuwah, that thou should escape unpunished. Verse 20. But the mother who marveled above all and worthy of honorable memories, for when she saw her seven sons slain within the space of one day, she buried it with a good coverage because of the hope that she had in Yahuwah.
The book is Second Maccabees.
Well, hold on, Brother Micaiah. I just want to take a look at something again. What he said in verse 14, see, never forget what he said in verse 14. It's right here. Verse 14.
Second Maccabees chapter 7, verse 14. So when he was ready to die, he said thus, it is good being put to death by men to look for hope from Yahuwah, to be raised up again by him. As for thee, thou shalt have no resurrection of life.
Did it? Talking to the descendants of Esau. So we jumped out of that Romans and read about they can be. Now you said that, See, that's why I said they don't cook your books. The majority of the descendants of Esau hit that verse right there. You don't have no resurrection. You go into the fire for your wicked way. Hey, saints. And you, the WCC, you're going to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Even Big Dolan out of the Roman Catholic Church. All three of y'all is going to the bottom of the lake of fire with your wicked ways. It's right there. It's right there. So we can put up with you, but we already know we can read when it's all said and done. He's going to burn you in the fire for all the, what you be doing. We'll burn you in the fire. See that, right there? All right, Brother McGuire, turn it down. Where are you going at? Come on.
Okay, going to 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, picking it up at verse 21 down to 42. 21 reads, yea, she exhort every one of them in her own language, filled with courageous spirit, and sharing her womanish thoughts. With a manly stomach, she said,
unto them. 22. I cannot tell how you came into my room, for I neither gave you breath nor life, neither was it I that formed the members of every one of you. Verse 23. But doubtless, the creator of the world, who formed the generation of man and found out the beginning of all things, will also of his own mercy give you breath and life again, as you now regard not your own selves for his Torah instruction's sake. Verse 24. Now Antiochus, making himself despised and suspecting it to be a reproachful speech while the youngest was yet alive, did not only exalt him by words, but also assured him with oaths that he would make him both a rich and a happy man if he would turn from the Torah instructions of his father, and that also he would take him for his friend and trust him with affairs. Verse 25. But when the young man would in no case hearken unto him, the king called his mother and exhorted her that she would counsel the young man to save his life. Verse 26. And when he had exhorted her with many words, she promised him that she would counsel her son. Verse 27. But she bowed herself towards him, laughing the cruel tyrant to scorn, spake in her country language on this matter. Oh, my son, have pity upon me that bare you 9 months in my womb and gave you suck 3 years and nurtured you and bulked you up unto this age and endured the troubles of education. 28. I beseech you, my son, look upon the heavens and the earth and all that is therein, and consider that Yahweh made them of things that were not, and so was mankind made likewise. Verse 29. Fear not this tormentor, but being worthy of your brother, take your death, that I may receive you again in mercy with your brother. Verse 30. While she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, Whom wait you for? I would not obey the king's command, but I will obey the Torah instructions that was given unto our father by Moses. Verse 31. And you that has been the author of all mischief against the Israelites shall not escape the hand of Yahweh. Verse 32. For we suffer because of our sins. Verse 33. And though the living Yahweh be angry with us a little while for our testing and correction, yet shall he be as one again with his servant. Verse 34. But you, O Yahweh-less man, and of all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertain hope, lifting up your hand against the servants of Yahweh. Verse 35. For you have not yet escaped the judgment of Almighty Yahweh, who sees all things. Verse 36. For our brothers, who now have suffered a short pain, are dead under Yahweh's covenant of everlasting life. But you, through the judgment of Yahweh, shall receive just punishment for your pride. Verse 37. But I, as my brother, offer my body and life for the Torah instructions of our father, beseeching Yahweh that he would speedily be merciful unto our nation, and that you, by torment and plague, may confess that he alone is Yahweh. Verse 38, and that in me and my brother, the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh, which is justly brought upon all our nation, may see. Verse 39, then the king, then in a rage,
handled him worse than all the rest, and took it grievously, then he was marked. Verse 40. This man died undefiled and put his whole trust in Yahweh. Verse 41. Mm-hmm. Last of all, after the sons, the mother died. Verse 42. Let this be enough now to have spoken concerning the idolatrous feet and the extreme torture.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, here. Now, back up and read 2 Ezra chapter 6 and read verse 15. Read, Maccabees 6:17. Listen real good. Well, it's here, Brother Makai in 2 Maccabees 6:15.
Okay. Okay, going to the book of 2 Maccabees chapter 6, picking up at verse 17. 17 reads, but let this that we have spoken be for a warning unto us, and now where we come to the declaring of the manner in few words.
Ain't that something? You get the man saying? This is a warning to you. It's not getting order, old man. It's a warning to you. Not to make decisions. Especially leadership amount of camp. That's why I jumped out there and led by example and did what was did yesterday. You must lead by example. Don't worry about who to your left and who to your right. Make a Bible decision. Let this be example to you. And back up again, Brother Micaiah. You're looking at verse 2 Maccabees 7, verse 29,
okay.
31. 34 through 3 are good. Maccabees chapter 7, 29, 31, 34, down to verse 36. And Mother E, have me Romans chapter 2, verse 13, waiting on me. Romans 2, 13. And Mother D of Israel, have me James chapter 1, verse 21 through 25. Listen good now. 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, 29, 31, 34, down to verse 36. Kaya, bring it.
Okay. 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 29, 31, 34 down to 36, verse 29 reads, fear not this tormentor, but being worthy of your brethren, take your death, that I may receive you again in mercy with your brother. Verse 31. And you that has been the author of all mischief against the Israelites shall not escape the hands of Yahweh. Verse 34. But you, O Yahweh, list man, and of all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertain hope, lifting up your hand against the servant of Yahweh. Verse 35, for you have not yet escaped the judgment of Almighty Yahweh, who see all things. Verse 36, for our brothers, who now have suffered a short pain, are dead of the Yahweh's covenant of everlasting life. But you, through the judgment of Yahweh, to receive such punishment for your pride.
Yeah, WCC, you hear that? The Latter-day Saints, you hear that? The Roman Catholic out of New York, Timothy Dolan, you hear that? You're going to get it when it's all said and done. Keep doing what your wicked ways you're doing on this broadcast. You're going to get yours when it's all said and done. That's why we come on this network to teach and raise our nation, northern and southern. And take all of your abuse, but we can read, Yahweh gonna do what he got to do because it's written. And he don't change. That's why we tell an old man of the six anointed counts, get in order. The battle is on. All All right, Mother Eve, what it says in Romans 2:13?
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 18. But not the hearers of the law are justified before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Yeah, and the closing statement, Mother E, what's the closing statement behind that? See, it's not the hearers. See, remember, this thing is over 400,000 plus. It's not the hearers of this, but Yahweh is waiting on the doers. Put it on the line for Yahweh. That is your outcome. You just read the outcome in Tech 1:22. Old man in Proverbs 8, verse 4, I'm talking to you. Put it on the line for your family. Mother Eve, closing statement, Brink.
Okay. Thank you, praise y'all for the clay. No, read. A couple of verses in Psalm 119:33-40. Verse 33. Teach me, O Yahweh, way of thy statutes, and I shall teach it unto the end. 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy Torah instruction. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole mind. 35. Make me to go in the path of the Torah, the commandment, for thy end do I delight. 36. Incline my mind unto the testimony and not to covenant. 37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thy me in thy way. 38. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy ear. 39. Turn away my report, which I fear, for your judgment are good. 40. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts, quicken me in thy righteousness. Hallelujah.
That was excellent, Mother. That was excellent. And all the parts you left out, just hold on. Listen, hold on, Sixth Anointed Camp. Let's get the job done. Hold on. That's the part Mother E left out. But she makes sure she'll let you know. Hold on. The time is yet to come. Then Mother Z reads that. In that 36 verse 8, your time is at hand, but you got to hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Mother, B.F. Israel, James chapter 1, 21 down to 25, and close the statement, bring it. Come on.
James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluence of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. 22. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. 24. For he beholding himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. 25. But whoso look into the perfect Torah instruction of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Close saving you on the clock there, Mother F. Israel. Take your time to bring your clothes and come up.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17. That the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Excellent. In the mother. Bob McKay, look at Ezekiel 34, 28, down to verse 31. What can we read out of Ezekiel chapter 34? 28 down to verse 31. Brother
Micaiah,
Israel, young lion, what can we read? Come on.
Going to the book of Ezekiel, picking up at chapter 28, going down to 31. Going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, picking up at 28 down to 31. 28 reads, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Verse 29, and I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Verse 30, thus shall they know that I, Yahweh, their Yahweh, and with him, is with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, the family of Israel, are my people, says Yahweh. Verse 31, and you may flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your Yahweh, says Yahweh.
Read that verse 31 again, one more time.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 31. 31 reads, and you my flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your Yahweh, said Yahweh.
Men, you got to lead an example of your mighty one. My pastorship is men's. Their job is to lead until 12 verse 7 of Zechariah. And 8. 12 verse 7 of Zechariah. Verse 7, 8. What is it, Brother McKay?
Going to the book of Zechariah. That's 12 verse 7. The book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, Yahweh also shall stage the tent of Yada Judah first, that the honor of the house of David and the honor of the inhabitants of Yada Judah do not magnify themselves against Yada Judah. I'm gonna reread that. Book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, save the tent of Yada Judah first, the honor of the house of Yada Judah, and the honor of the inhabitants of the northern kingdom, 10 northern tribes, do not magnify themselves against Yada Judah.
Verse 8
reads, in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Yada Judah, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Yahweh, as the ministry spirits of Yahweh before them.
What did God tell you? He's trying to tell you 10:34 and 35 of St. John. What is he telling you? He's saying that day is now. What's he trying to tell you? St. John 10, 34, 35. What are you trying to tell us?
Going to the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 34 and verse 35. Verse 34 reads, that's why the son answered them, is it not written in your Torah instruction? I said, you are Yahuwah. Verse 35. If he called them Yahuwah, unto whom the word of Yahuwah came, in the scriptures cannot be broken.
He says, so if you Yahuwah, man, if you Yahuwah, you cannot take a backseat. You must lead by example, especially in leadership. Psalm 82, verse 6, bring it. Where is written in when I told you, you are Yahuwah? Where can we read that at?
82, verse
6, bring it.
Going to the book of Psalms. Going to chapter 82. Pick it up at verse 6. Book of Psalms. Chapter 82, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, I have said, you are Yahuwah, and all of you are the children of the Most High Yahuwah.
And who is he talking to? Acts chapter 10, verse 36. Who is he telling this to? Acts 10, 36, bring it.
Book of Acts, chapter 10. What was that
verse 36, bring it.